Climate Connections has prompted a lot of questions from listeners. Every now and then, we're going to take a moment to answer one of them. Today, Steve, what produces more greenhouse gases, cooling a home or keeping it warm?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because we have an answer right here, according to researchers at the National Geographic, the Green Guide. The answer is that Americans typically use more energy to heat their homes than to keep them cool, at least under the climate as it is right now. In colder parts of the country, experts say that staying warm accounts for up to two-thirds of the energy used in a home, and heating a typical house can produce 5,000 or 6,000 pounds of carbon dioxide per year. Of course, CO2 is a major warming gas.
Turns out, no surprise, in hotter areas, the calculation changes. Air conditioners become the bigger energy users and can also produce about 6,000 pounds of CO2 a year. Studies show that you can reduce those emissions by nudging the thermostat just a bit. I know this is advice you've heard before, but raising your central air conditioning from 72 to 73 degrees, for instance, can shave some of the pounds from the carbon you're putting into the air.
Now, if you have questions about climate change, you can ask them at npr.org/climate.